Kratky. All right. Item number 3.
Wait.
Is she here?
Yes. Okay. A presentation by Milwaukee Area Time Exchange. This item was laid over at our June meeting cycle.
All right. Good morning. Coming to the table is Deb Davis from the Milwaukee Area Time Exchange. I asked Ms. Davis to be present with us at the last meeting. However, there was a mix-up, and she got here during chaos, and so I didn't want her to present during chaos. After the chaos, so I wanted her to come back. She's with the Milwaukee Area Time Exchange. In other parts of the country, they're using time exchange very uniquely within their human services, and so I thought it'd be a very advantageous presentation for us to have. So good morning, Ms. Davis. You have 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And also for the
I'm Dan McCoco. I have a program called Mainstreaming on Main Street, focused on the inclusion of people with disabling conditions, and been collaborating very closely with the Milwaukee Area Time Exchange on a concept I call an engagement ladder, bring people into inclusion using time banking as a tool.
So it's an honor for us to come and share the work we did in the Milwaukee Area Time Exchange. We really want to work closely with the county. We've seen in other parts of the country where the generic term is called time banking, and it can really extend services, our public services, by tapping on tap resources, which are our consumers, our neighbors, our community organizations. So the way it's a very simple idea. The way it works is that people open these online bank accounts, and we have accommodations for people who don't have computer access. Their services and their requests are coordinated by coordinators or exchange buddies. So, an example, my neighbor has an emergency needs to go out of town and asks me if I can water his garden and walk his dog. So I agree, I do this for 3 hours, and then he credits my account, and then I can go shopping, and I can see this huge database, and I can get a computer care, or a haircut, or a band to get my block party, or a recipe for my mother. We have 700 members in the Milwaukee area, and hundreds of services, and this has happened in 3 years. We are now the sixth largest time bank in the country. So, and around the country, it's quickly developed. Although it started in the 80s, it's really flourishing now in our country and internationally, and people have used it for very targeted social concerns. Always the idea is, as a mechanism to raise up the whole community, but often it's initiated very targeted concerns. So, for example, in Rhode Island, they have one time bank for the entire state, and it was started by families with children with mental health diagnoses, and they wanted to get children out of institutions. So they figured out if they could work together and support each other, then they could keep their children at home. Alameda County, the public health department, that's near Oakland, they started time banks to reduce racial tension and crime in one of their low-income neighborhoods. In Dane County, their time bank, the county Human Health and Human Services has hired a physician to work specifically with integrating people with developmental disabilities into the community through time banking. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, their largest healthcare provider, their foundation, started a time bank so they could get people brought to the medical services. They could get translators for their Spanish-speaking consumers so that they could impact the isolation, decrease the isolation of people with mental health issues and also the elderly in their community. In Portland, Maine, they have a great, they've done a lot of incubation of small businesses. And we've seen that in other parts of the country, sometimes intentionally, but also it just happens naturally, and it's happened in Milwaukee, that people have gained market employment through launching their business through time exchange. Some other good examples. The Visiting Nurse Association of New York, 40% of their membership speaks English as a second language, they don't speak English at all. So it's been a tremendous asset in terms of integrating immigrants. And then New York City has used, I think, federal funding for employing seniors to start time banking every borough. They have five time And they're planning to open up 25 more time banks in different sites around New York City as a general community development tool. And of course, it's been used extensively, especially in the 80s when it started, was used specifically to support the elderly. And Cancer Shoulders in Milwaukee, I'm learning more about it. I'm finally finding who was involved in the 70s and the 80s called Work Exchange that was funded by the Commission on Aging to support elderly. And this fall, we will be speaking with other time banks and summit at two state conventions, one the Department of Aging for the state and one for the self-directed support network. So there are a lot of, you can use time banking to target a lot of different social concerns in a lot of populations, but it crosses battles. And we are interested in working in all those areas, in poverty alleviation, workforce development, and all of our high-need communities, as well as just plain neighborhood development. So we kind of did very broad outreach. We focused some of our outreach in the River West where we started, to build a critical mass, and then the rest was very broad, to see who would step up with a lot of interest. And we got interest from friends of the disability community that helped us write a small grant from the Wisconsin Board of Board Development Disabilities. So it was a bit of a focus this year. We did presentations to probably 15 different organizations. Most recently, brought it to the Commission for Persons with Disabilities and spoke to the Disability Division, and we're very interested in collaborating. So first is a member, Beth Buddy was a member, and in the Behavioral Health Department, we got a membership from Highland Commons. So we're very excited with working with those residents in becoming members of the time bank so they can support each other, support the community, and we're planning on bringing people from the time bank to teach classes in a number of ways. So, in the community development, we've taken sound as a member, we've talked about joint campaigns and using time banking to help develop the neighborhoods that they're working with. The River West Neighborhood Association is a meeting, is a member. Lady Boulevard West is putting their quality of life plan. And we've just done presentations to probably 10 different neighborhood associations and community development organizations around the state. We did a regional conference with a disability focus and a community justice focus this last fall, and we brought in people from 9 different states, 60 people. It was hosted by UTEP First and had the sponsorship of UWM Telegator School of Social Welfare, Wisconsin Community Services, and LIFT. We have some kind of projects in the works in terms of working with first prosecution and the entry. We met with the DA office and Chief of Human Corrections, and we're going to be a county community justice person to meet with the Secretary of Corrections in September, as well as the head of community corrections. So we have a lot of things in the works. I think that this program was started in the 80s by Edgar Kahn, who was working with LA people. He's a lawyer at, used to be the Antioch Law School in D.C., now has a new name. He's the founder of that law school, the speech writer for Kennedy, the litigator in the human rights, the civil rights movement. And he wrote this book. What he really proposes is that we need more co-production. So he says that our community's lost efficacy, the market economy, has sort of eroded our social fabric as well as our environment, although it's also created a lot of benefits for us. And so he proposes we need a ton of the community economy so we can build that core community, that core economy, that part of our economy that raises children, takes care of the elderly, takes care of the sick, is involved in neighborhood and civic engagement. That those are things that the market economy doesn't necessarily support, and when we professionalize those services, sometimes we lose efficacy in our communities. So he proposes co-production that we use community currency to build up that whole core economy and work in collaboration with our professional social services, because we never have enough money to place neighborhoods and extended families, and we need to take some of the burden off our social services, which are fairly underfunded at the moment. So, I wrote some great notes, but I forgot my glasses. I'm not used to being 50.
Okay, now, be careful.
Okay, resources, and the program is very cost-effective. It doesn't strain our tax dollars significantly. So we really want to work with the county as closely as possible. For that reason, we are a county program. I attended our chair's first listening session in Franklin, where my mother still lives. And I was a little stunned by some of the tension, but the supervisors and the chair said so well about how we are so ready to collaborate and we are so ready to work to do right after the recall effort, so ready to put it aside and work together. And I think programs like this really give us that opportunity on a neighbor-neighbor level. I know my mother, I got her involved with Time Bank. She's kind of high needs, because we have high needs everywhere. And she's done a lot of exchanges both ways. It's called right in her neighborhood that we discovered through the time exchange, as well as people in the heart of the city. So we have a lot of great stories about exchanges that happen through the program. And if you'd like to support the services that are happening in the county, I feel that although this started in the 80s, it's really flourishing now for a few reasons. One, now we have the technology. And secondly, because now we're in more trouble economically and resources are more scant. But a third reason is I think people are so ready to rebuild our community. And not because just because we're under stress economically. I think people are understanding that it's not working. We're understanding it on a fiscal level, on a grassroots level, but also social research is indicating that if we want safe neighborhoods, then we need neighborhoods that have a lot of efficacy, that are engaged, that are connected. And we see that in some of the great things that are happening in the city and in the county, like community policing, like the community justice unit, like the mental health redesign that's looking for community-based person-centered services, like the movements in the disability community towards shelter support, community support living, and natural support. That's been a big word from our friends working with people through their action and climate change. We're out helping develop natural support. And there's a lot of pressure from the state saying you need to have natural support and also the asset-based community development project that we see going on, our head project for community transformation, and a lot of the neighborhood projects that are going on with the Silver Foundation and LIV and the Milwaukee Foundation for the Foundation. We're really looking for those asset-based models, and this is the clearest mechanism that I've seen. And I would encourage you, I would love for the trying to embrace this program so that when these things come up, we can say it's a great idea from ABC project. We say we have this great mechanism in the county. It's been going for 3 years. We have 700 members, individual members, but also organizational members, which I should add. So it gives organizations an opportunity to track collaborations with each other and to offer services to community members that they don't quite, can't quite get the figure, they can do an exchange for any kind of exchange. So, and it's a way to engage their consumers in a way that where they can be a little bit more empowered in their organization. So that's what Overcom refers to as co-production. So I feel like we're all heading this way towards strengthening our grassroots, our communities, so that they can kind of co-produce safe and healthy neighborhoods with our professional services. So we'd like to have a strong role in Milwaukee County. And we welcome you to speak to us at any point. We have our contact information on what you think might be the priority for how we target this tool to different communities. Like, who we should prioritize? We want to serve everyone, but what do you see as the priority, and how do you suggest we best develop the Milwaukee County? And, with that, I'll pass you any questions.
We'd
be delighted to answer them.
Okay. Wonderful. Are there any comments or questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you very much for your time this morning. If I could ask you both to fill out a card and get that to Ms. Collins, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.